This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, here it is on the DJV program, Thursday, May the 20th. We're all here. Yes, hail, hail, the gang's all here. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, and my friend, although I'm not sure about how his diet is affecting his mind, but we'll get into that in a moment. Nick Miles, who's here with us every week, he brings us into the world of automobiles and cars and trucks and stuff. And because this new F-150 has captured so many people's imagination, I think it's bollocks myself, because I don't want to drive a truck that's electrically powered. I'd rather have a chipmunk traveling with me in the engine than
the
electric.
Well, now, what if this has more power and more speed? So what?
But it doesn't. So if I go on a trip to, if I go to Washington, as a matter of fact, I have to go to Washington tomorrow to pick up a new truck. So if I go down there and I've got an electric truck and I can't find a place, I'm driving in the middle of the night or something, I don't know where the places are to plug the truck in, and I'm in Wallingford, Connecticut, and I run out of juice, I have to walk the rest of the way home. That's not my idea of a good time. However, the new Ford F-150 Lightning, apparently the president was there with you yesterday, and he offered to run over a few of your reporters. I think that's right. Pretty good idea.
There's a great story about that.
Yes?
He wasn't supposed to drive the truck, Doug.
No.
He was supposed to get a ride in it, and he grabbed the keys and drove it away.
Really?
Everybody was like, I'm not supposed to be telling you this story, but by the way, they told me not to tell you, but I don't obey any laws.
No, right.
He just got in and drove it away, and Secret Service were like, hello, because, you know, the president is not... He's not allowed to drive on public roads. Yeah.
Can you clear something up? Because there was a story, and I don't believe it. I think that the president was driving, but there was a story circulating that he wasn't really driving, that it was a double, that there were two steering wheels in the truck, and that it was actually the Secret Service.
Wait, that's a story?
Really? Yes. Did you witness the president actually driving the truck, Nick?
I wasn't there, but my friends at Ford said they had a driver that was supposed to drive him around the Ford campus. And the president just got in and drove himself, and they were like, hello, and he just drove off.
Yeah. Where did the double steering wheel story come from?
I don't know.
Pictures that were floating around. It became like an internet thing yesterday. I'll have to find it and send it to you. But I looked at it. I didn't watch the video, but I looked at the pictures.
I'm watching the video now. There's a guy in the passenger seat with him, but I don't know. You can't see two steering wheels. That's crazy.
The interwebs full of light.
By the way, it's Jared Kushner who's the guy riding with him in the truck.
Right.
All right, so let's get to the bottom line here. You're all excited about electric stuff. You've got 18 electric vehicles in your driveway out in Portland. So is this going to be added to that large? Can your wife actually get out of the house when you're not there with all the stuff in the driveway?
Probably not. Here's the deal. It's not for everybody, but it is a truck, and it is a truck first, and it is an F-150 first. Let's talk about the big mouth dropper that Ford told us yesterday, which was the price. This is not the $106,000 truck that the competitors introduced. This starts at under $40,000 before your tax credits. So, depending on where you live, you could get up to another $12,500 off.
You can't buy a new Ford F-150 with a regular engine in it for that kind of dough, even close to that kind of dough.
Right. So you have the opportunity, I mean, if you qualify, to get this truck for under $30,000 if you can get tax credits off.
Good heavens.
So, you know,
wait a minute. Hold on a second. This sounds to me like an investment opportunity, because I'm betting, right, these things are going to be...
Doug, if you sign up 12 other people to testify...
Yeah.
No, it's true.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about the practicality. As you know, I have a very close friend who owns a couple of Ford dealerships, and, you know, they're looking at this thing as a cash cow. Not for what they're going to get out of it now, but bringing people into the store. But the problem is you can't get trucks, no matter what kind, new ones, for 6 months. You can't get cars
either.
Yeah,
when is this going to be on the market? Like, when will we see this at a dealership?
So Ford started taking reservations last night, and they are telling us that deliveries will happen in the spring of 2022. So that is next year. And that is way beyond what other people are promising. You know, I mean,
Who
Tesla
are the other
Cybertruck,
people? Like Rivian?
Well,
or?
Yeah, the Tesla Cybertruck. Rivian's already a year behind. Tesla Cybertruck is, they're still maybe 2 years out before the plant in Austin is finished being built.
Well, what's the difference? This is a truck that has a different powertrain. That's it. The rest of the truck's the same, isn't it?
No. I mean, let's talk about some things you can do with this truck. First of all, the extended battery life will take it 300 miles on a single charge. It'll tow 10,000 pounds. So this isn't you know, a wimpy truck. It'll take 2,000 pounds payload, 775 pound-feet of torque. This is a big truck that does work in America. 0 to 60 in 4.5 seconds. That's the same as a Mustang.
Fast. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So
but can I use it to haul my cows around? That's the question.
Well, it does have a beeping sound, you know, when it's in electric mode if you back it up, so the cows will know you're coming.
Can't sneak up on the cows.
Now, but speaking of payload and you know, and if Doug has a trailer that he's hitched to it with a bunch of cows in it, how much does that wear down on the battery life?
Well, this is the great thing about it. Depending, you know, we know that electricity changes when you have different weather conditions and those sort of things. It will show you on the screen. It has a 15.5-inch screen on the inside, the same as the marquee. It'll show you in real time what the weather conditions are and what the payload is that you're towing. It'll show you how long your battery will last on the inside. This is not made, Doug, for you to drive to Washington, D.C. It's made for the guy that works around town that does, you know, he works in a city to power job site. It has 11 plug-ins at the back of the vehicle to power your whole job site from. If your power goes out on the farm, you can run your home for 3 days off the back of this truck.
That's amazing.
That's what it was built
for. Now, that's something to talk about. I think that's something that's very that's intelligent engineering on their part. That's very thoughtful.
And powering a job site, and that's incredible. That's a brilliant move.
You go camping in this, and it's there to power your campsite. Plus, because there's no engine, they made the front engine bay into a front trunk. And that front trunk has 6 power ports in it. You can put you can make it into an ice chest. It has a drainage plug at the bottom. It, you know, if you want your kid to be able to get something from the vehicle that's in that front trunk, you have 6 different ways you can open it. You can open it from your cell phone. You can open it from the key fob. You don't have to give the kid access to the cab where perhaps you have your laptop and you don't want anyone else to be able to get into it. The kid can just use the keypad on the side of the vehicle to actually just get into the front trunk. So perhaps you want your neighbor to be able to go and get a tool out the front of the vehicle, but you don't want him to be able to get into the cab. Just you can unlock it from your cell phone while you're at work, and he can get something out of that front trunk. Or you want to take concrete from Home Depot to the house, and it's raining, and you don't want to put it in the bed of the truck. Put it in the front trunk and then hose it out afterwards. They've really thought about this cleverly, and they've done a lot of work to make this usable. And 300 miles, the J.D. Power and Associates is telling me that the average round trip for commute is 40 miles in America. This is not made for your long haul. This is made to use at home, and to be able to charge it in 8 hours from 15% to 100% on a home charger with their new special charging system, that to me makes a lot of sense. It's not for everybody.
So anybody you stop at a motel, you can plug it in. You don't have to go to a facility that's just for charging up electric cars and trucks.
Right, and Ford have negotiated a special deal. They now have access to more chargers around America than any other manufacturer. So now you can access almost every charger in America. But again, Doug, it's not for everybody. Now you have a Ford diesel, you have a gasoline Ford F-150, you have a hybrid F-150.
But you do have something for everybody. They've been smart enough to figure out how to build a truck that is for anybody who wants to have something like this. And that's really the, yeah, so that's cool. I wasn't being facetious. You know, I think I told you on the air and off the air, I have my Ford, F-550 that I've had for 20 years, blew the engine and the block is cracked. So I had to go find a new truck, and I found one, because I have a special body on, it's hard to find these trucks. I found one in Virginia, so I'm going to go down and get it tomorrow. And I'll call you from the road to tell you how nicely it's 2 years old. It's 30,000 miles on it, and it's supposed to be. I looked at it, and, you know, it looks like I'm used to driving an old truck.
Right.
So,
right.
And that's when you get into these. I looked at some of the pictures of the inside of these trucks. It's like a car. I mean, there's no difference anymore between driving a pickup truck and driving a car.
Yeah, and they've changed the suspension in the back now, so it doesn't feel like you're driving a truck. They have the new suspension in the back. And also, Doug, you know, they're taking reservations online for $100. You know, if you decide to cancel that reservation next spring when they're actually manufacturing them, you can turn that back in and get your money back. It's not a big deal.
Will there be a big demand, though? Let's say I decide I want to buy one and put $100 down. Can I do like you did with the Mustang, whatever that thing was? And sell it after you bought it for $25,000 more than you paid for it?
Yeah, this is America, baby. You can do whatever you want.
eBay.
All right. Spoken like a true Englishman. Nick Miles, who's on the site. So are you driving one of these things around? What are you doing?
No, they won't let me drive them. The best I got to do is sit in it and play with all the plugs, bells, and whistles, my friend.
Oh. All right. Well, look for it online. OurAutoExpert.com is Nick's website. OurAutoExpert.com. Go there whenever you got any questions about cars and stuff. I'm sure we'll talk about this more on Friday when you're here, but thanks for the update. Kind of fun. Sounds like you're pretty excited. You had a good time there.
Yeah, it's absolutely stunning.
Yeah, good time was had by all. All right. Thanks, Nick. Talk to you tomorrow. 17 after the hour on the DJV program. If you're trying to lose weight, and you have been successful and you feel good about it until you sit down with some good ice cream. I got a vanilla cake the other day at a specialty shop. And so I sat down with the cake and I had some Purple Cow ice cream and boy was it yummy. I don't know if I had it every night, what that would do to me. You know what it would do to you. Not a great idea. It's fun to eat it, but then afterwards, how many of those can I eat without gaining a couple of pounds? And so that's the trick. That's the question. When you lose the weight, how do you keep it off? The answer to that is Calitrin. Very simple. Easy. Every night you take four of these capsules and it works to keep your body or build your body back up to repair your body, basically, after you've lost the weight. Because there's a lot of damage done oftentimes when you lose the weight. So sign up for it. Keep the weight off. Guaranteed or your money back. Calitrin, all natural at toploss.com. And when you check out, make sure you use the DJV code for 90-day free supply and for free shipping. That's Calitrin, the natural way to lose weight and keep it off at toploss.com.
It's all about getting the most out of summer. And with Certified Refurbished from eBay, you can enjoy 100% of summer with up to 50% savings on top brands. So tackle your to-do list and break out the playlist with like new products from the brands you love, including Bose, Works, iRobot, and more. Complete with a 2-year warranty from Allstate. Time to go full on summer with half off top brands this year. Shop Memorial Day savings at eBay today.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here we are. It's 23 after the hour. Time for a little respite from the real serious issues of the day, like the new Ford F-150. And we're caught sandwiched between that and the Friends reunion. So we get to the Friends reunion at the bottom of the hour. But right now, Sex and the City is on top of things as far as trending is concerned. Jay, why?
They are getting their first non-binary player in non-binary actor Sara Ramirez. Now, we would know her from Grey's Anatomy. She was Dr. Callie Torres, Madam Secretary. I didn't watch that one. I don't know what character they were.
Yeah, she was an annoying character in Madam Secretary.
I loved them in Grey's Anatomy, though. But, yeah, so a very prominent part in the 10-episode new chapter titled And Just Like That. And, I mean, oh, my gosh, I forgot her name. What is...
Sarah Jessica
Parker. Woman who's not coming back. No, Kim Cattrall.
Kim Cattrall.
Yes, she had stated that she hopes that they would replace her with somebody that kind of improves upon the inclusivity, and seems like she is getting her wish.
Okay.
I think she plays a podcast host, right, Sarah? Or they? Sorry.
Right? Yeah. Podcast host. And carries on the podcast a lot. So this is probably like the fourth prominent character.
Enough. It just like this is we got to do something like this in order to be politically correct. We have to kind of
how about just being
things.
Correct, yeah. Meaning inclusive.
Yeah. That's
it's
all,
not political. It? I hate politically correct as a term. It's not political. It's just being welcoming.
That's yeah. Well, I feel like but I can be welcoming without it being all. You know, somebody making a big deal out of it. Just do something naturally. Let it steep. Let it cook like
it's fiction.
Like
you have to write a character. Yeah. This is not a dinner party, Doug, at your house. This is fiction. They're writing characters.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, I'm interested in Salma Hayek and what happened when she got COVID. This is trending, and apparently, she kept it a secret. Wow.
Almost died. It was a secret COVID battle. She's just now talking about it, and apparently it was like 7 weeks of isolation. She was on oxygen. Her doctor was urging her to go to the hospital, and she's like, no, if I'm going to die, I'm dying at home.
On oxygen at home. Wow.
On oxygen at home. Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right,
she's not fully recovered. She's still experiencing a lot of exhaustion.
I wonder, where was she? Do we know? Where was she when she got it?
She was in the UK.
Okay.
Her home in the UK with her husband and their 13-year-old daughter.
So there are a lot of other people who have had, celebrities who have had COVID. Antonio Banderas, Tom Hanks, remember his wife?
Yeah, I feel like Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, were almost the first big name celebrity couple to get it. And that was almost when people started paying more attention. I'm like, oh, wait, Tom Hanks? No, not Tom Hanks. Please, not Tom Hanks.
Right.
Some people didn't believe it was real until Tom Hanks got it, which is ludicrous, but that's how some people felt.
Yeah. All right, what's the story with this network baseball announcer who didn't know? Here we go again. Some other moron who doesn't remember that the mic is always on.
No, he didn't. It's not that he didn't remember. He was told they were not live yet. The analyst on MLB Network, Dan Plesac, he was told by Greg Amsinger, the host of the show, that they were not live yet. So they were having a conversation, and he dropped a few F-bombs. And then once they realized, and I mean, this went on for a little over a minute, once they realized that they were live.
So they realized they were live
and kind of had fun with it and joked around.
You know, at some point, though, when do we start? As much as it feels like it's kind of gross and jerky, the F word is becoming such a part of the vernacular. At what point will it ever be socially acceptable?
What are we saving ourselves from, right? It's so puritanical. Don't say the F word on radio, or don't say... I mean, it's crazy. Yeah, it's stupid.
Well, we can now say Schitt's Creek. So, you know, why can't they... Now, somebody's going to come up with a TV or a song title to get popular. And, you know, look at all of the... You can hear, I don't think on the public airwaves, when you hear a lot of those rap songs with the F word in it. So... Anyway, we're giving into puritanical thought just for the luxury of giving in to puritanical thought. 28 past the hour. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Overreporting of COVID-19 cases by government officials has surfaced again. This time, the overinflated number of California children hospitalized with the coronavirus was overreported by 40%. A peer review commentary from two University of California, San Francisco academics found broad instances of children being hospitalized because of COVID-19 caused ailments to be exaggerated. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Wednesday signed legislation banning abortions in the state as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. The Texas bill, known as SB 8, was slammed by critics as one of the strictest and most extreme measures in the nation, but applauded by anti-abortion supporters as a landmark achievement. Former President George W. Bush said in an interview that Iran helped launch the Hamas terrorist group to attack Israel. Bush says, "What you're seeing playing out is Iranian influence targeted toward Israel." USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As the mask mandate's inconsistent messaging has left many with more questions than answers, Dr. Scott Atlas, coronavirus advisor to President Trump, tells Fox News, Dr. Fauci and the CDC's guidance has tremendously damaged a fearful public.
Well, I mean, I could say it this way. If you want to look at the data, an unvaccinated child is safer than a vaccinated 85-year-old. And so, I mean, there's a complete disconnect, again, a denial of the science. It's not about the science. Now it's about denying the science and the data. And the science has said for over a year that young children have an extremely low risk of anything serious, and particularly nearly zero risk of death. They really, there's just a distortion here. I think parents need to really think things through, talk with their doctor, and make intelligent decisions, because the experts are really saying almost nonsense at this point.
Last week, the CDC said fully vaccinated people can resume activities without wearing a mask or physical distancing, except where required by lawmakers. Microsoft announced it plans to largely retire its Internet Explorer browser. The software giant on Wednesday said its Internet Explorer 11 desktop application, the current version, will no longer be supported starting June 15th of next year for certain versions of the company's Windows software. Microsoft browser push now is centered on Edge. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The hour on the DJV program, discovering what's going on here in the world. I think, excuse me, I've been sneezing. All these allergies. Ugh. I think we all feel this way, no matter whether you're in New England, where I am, down on the coast of New Jersey, where Victoria is, down in Nashville, where Jay is. It's just, ugh. What was you were asking me, Jay, about the runny nose?
Yeah,
it feels like it's just a faucet on.
Yes, right? Sometimes it's really runny, like water, more water-based, and you can't help but wonder if you have, like, fluid leaking from your brain.
Right. Let's hope not. That's probably not going to be the case. All right, so a lot of people are talking about the Friends reunion and the various characters. I just watched a piece of it, and I've never been a big Friends fan. I thought that the ladies were kind of sexy, especially Courtney Cox. I thought she was very sexy. The intrigue back and forth with the various players, and you know, the fact that they in real life seemed to all be friends, and it translated well. The chemistry was extraordinary, and I think that's why the show lasted. How many seasons was it on? seven, eight, nine, mm-hmm. how many
seven
seasons?
Or eight, I think, yeah.
Yeah, right. And it gave all of them a fabulous start as far as, you know, they'd all had acting careers before, but as is often the case when somebody puts you onto a show like that, when you are on a television program and you're a lead, it changes your whole... I know that's the story with Jonathan Tucker, my friend who's the star of Debris. He's been on the radar. He started acting when he was 6 years old. And he's been on the radar and done lots and lots of movies and TV shows. But now people are taking him seriously after 20-some-odd years as an actor in the business and being visible. Now it's because his credit is... He's the first name that you see on the screen. It almost doesn't make any difference how good you were as an actor. You've made it because your name is first on the screen. So when it came to the actors and actresses that were in Friends, how many of those people did we know before the Friends TV show? Did we
I didn't know any of them.
Any of them?
I knew,
no.
I knew Jennifer Aniston from Leprechaun, the horror film.
Really?
The very first one, she was the female lead in that one.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, see, I didn't know that.
I don't watch horror movies, so I,
me
I
either. Yeah.
I've heard of it, but I never saw Leprechaun.
All right, so what's the buzz on this? What are people saying?
Well, the first
is that a tough question?
they had some teaser trailers that came out. Now, yesterday, an actual trailer that you can see more of what the show's going to be about. We've already heard that it was unscripted, and the cast weren't exactly going to be playing their former characters.
Their
so
yeah.
It's genuinely a reunion. They're revisiting the set. They're sharing some stories in the trailer. They're playing the one trivia game that in the show ended in the boys and the girls switching apartments. And so they're talking about that, and it's just revisiting a lot. But there was something during the press conference when they were, you know, pushing this reunion that has people talking online about Matthew Perry, because he kind of was slurring a little bit. He looked a little slumped over. He's had substance abuse issues in the past, so some people are thinking he fell off the wagon. My
he also
personal
looks
thought,
so bloated.
He looks very bad. One of the thoughts
sad.
In my mind, and I could be 100% wrong in this, I'm wondering if there is a stroke, if he did fall off the wagon, or if
how
there was a stroke
old is he?
That happened.
They all in their 50s, aren't they?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say early 50s, right? Isn't Jennifer Aniston like 52 or something?
Yeah,
or maybe she's older than that now.
Just turned 50, I think.
Now, in real life, those two are best friends, right? Courtney Cox and Jennifer Aniston seems...
Yes, Jennifer Aniston is the godmother to either both or one of Courtney Cox's. She's the godmother to somebody that
right.
Courtney Cox had.
Yeah.
I think she just has one daughter, Coco, right, with David Arquette?
Why do I think they have twins? Or is that just because in the show they had twins?
Yeah, I think you're mixing the show with real
life. That sounds about right. Aniston, you may tell me wrong. Maybe you've interviewed her. I've never interviewed her, but she comes across to me as being sort of a regular person in a sense. She seems easy. She seems friendly. That's the vibe I get from her. I don't know.
I've never interviewed her, but I interviewed on my podcast on Beauty Pop. I'll give a plug. The Beauty Pop podcast. I interviewed her hair colorist. And so that's, if you want to know how someone is in real life, you go right to the hairstylist.
Right.
So Michael Connelly has been doing her hair since Friends. He created the Rachel with
yeah.
Chris McMillan, the who actually cut the hair, and then Michael went in and colored her hair. And he's been coloring her hair every 5 weeks for 30 years.
Wow.
And he said it was love at first sight for them, that she is everything that everyone says about her, that's super nice and sweet and down to earth and thoughtful. And, yeah, he said that there are plenty of other celebrities that he could dish on who are not nice, but Jennifer Aniston is absolutely
yeah.
what
that's
everybody
what, that's the
thinks.
Feel. That's the vibe you get.
Yeah.
From her, frankly.
I love hearing things like that. I went to Wikipedia because I
yeah.
wanted to see how many kids Courtney Cox does have. It is one. But it also says on here that she dated Michael Keaton from 89 to 95. Did you guys know this?
Never
I have no idea.
That.
I could not imagine Courtney Cox and Michael Keaton together.
No, mm-hmm. Weird.
No. Yeah, kind of. All right, so who's Aniston with now, by the way? Who was
the
last...
She's single.
Is she? Yeah.
I think since she divorced Justin Theroux, I don't know that she's been seen with anybody. Brad Pitt apparently is her friend again, which everyone wants them back together. I don't know why.
She's one of those people that stays friends with her ex.
Friends.
That's another one, like Bennifer. I'm totally here for the whole Ben Affleck and J-Lo thing. I would be here for Jen Aniston and Brad Pitt getting back together.
But here's the thing, though, and this is the argument that I've made on the podcast, too. I love Jennifer Aniston. I don't want her to have a cheating ex-husband back in her life. He cheated on her. And so, like, why, if everyone loves Jennifer so much, Brad Pitt.
So why would you want her to have a cheater?
Yeah, why would you want her to get a cheater? He's not great. He's also an alcoholic, according to Angelina Jolie and all the legal battles. So, like, I think she could do better than that.
Hmm. Well, it's obvious there's no love.
I mean, he's hot. Whatever, I'm going to say he's hot.
You're not wrong. I don't disagree with you 100%.
I don't think he's hot at all.
Well, okay, because he doesn't wear a toupee or something. You can't comment on his hair.
No, that's his real hair. I just don't get what everybody thinks about him is so hot.
I love the commentary on all the photos of Brad Pitt's hair, how he always has his hair, however the hair is, of whoever he's dating. Like when he was with Gwyneth Paltrow. Yeah, and then same with Jen Aniston, same with Angelina Jolie, whoever. Did he date Winona Ryder? Is that one that I'm remembering correctly?
Oh, I don't know.
There are other people in there in these photos that you can find online. Juliet and
Lewis,
his hair always matches whoever he's dating.
Yeah. How about that for exciting? So does his hair look like Leonardo DiCaprio? Because they were apparently great friends when they were filming that. What was that name of that movie that was out last year? The two of them were in?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Right.
Yeah, it's a really good movie.
Yeah, and it doesn't have... I left at the end because I thought it was going to be bad, and it turned out it wasn't. I left too soon because it didn't turn out to be at all what you thought it was going to be. I didn't want to see all that. Oof.
Yeah.
Because they changed the reality of what really happened in that story to a different reality, which was better for the movie, but
it's shocking, actually. It really is shocking because Tarantino did a brilliant job, the build-up, and you know what the
story ended in real life. And Tarantino makes such bloody messes of things. Yeah. I don't want to watch that.
Yeah.
And it turned out that isn't what happened. At any rate, well, the Friends reunion ought to be a lot of fun for a lot of people. It'll get a lot of people signed up to HBO Max that weren't signed up before. They'll make a lot of money. These kids got, what, $4 million? What did they get to sit down for a couple of hours? Wasn't it like $4 million? Do I remember
that? Something. I don't remember, but it was a big paycheck for sure.
Yeah. But it's the kind of stuff that is feel good that makes us all feel good. Even if I want to watch it, and I was not, as I said, a big fan of the show, but I want to see them. I want to see what they're like. That's what I thirst for. I want to know what these people are really like. I want to see them, and I want to like them. You know, it's that kind of stuff. As we have the ability to rub nose with celebrities doing this for a living, you meet some of these people, and sometimes you become friends with them. That was one of the great benefits of me. The television show that I did on CNBC, which was in the 80s, when I met Ed McMahon, it ended up being a lifetime, from that point on, a lifetime friendship that was really kind of fun. And getting to know him and understanding that he was one of those people that was pretty much the same on the air as he was off the air. And that sort of isn't what you always get in television. It's much easier to have that on a radio program where you have a hard time masking who you really are. Like when people listen to this program, you know who I am. And then the same with Victoria and Jay and Jennifer. You know, it's when you do this much, it's impossible. There are a few people who over the years have been able to mask who they really were doing a radio program that is, 3 or 4 hours a day. But it's very difficult to do it. Very difficult to mask who you really are, at any rate. But if you're an actor or an actress, you can mask who you are because you're playing a role. And yet many of the, if you're a really good actor or scratch really good, if you become really successful, like De Niro, De Niro plays himself. John Wayne played himself. He wasn't acting. He was him. De Niro isn't acting anymore. He's
I've
just
seen
playing
De Niro in
De Niro.
Some cases, though. Like when he was in, when I first saw him in Meet the Parents, I was surprised at how un-De Niro he really was in that, and I thought it was great. We actually, speaking of De Niro, last night Lewis and I watched Midnight Run because, you know, Charles Grodin had passed away. What a good movie that is.
You've never seen that before?
No, I'd never seen it.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, I'd never heard of it. But, yeah, we loved it. We loved it. What a great cast, and, yeah, it was really fun.
Didn't you like Dennis Farina as the baddie?
I love him always. I always love Dennis Farina, so,
yeah.
And then the guy who played Taggart in all the Beverly Hills Cop movies, he was great, too.
He was a
good
guy.
Yeah, it was a really fun movie.
Yeah, it was. A lot of fun. And that's the kind of stuff. Listen how enthusiastic we are. And we're not talking a bit about the other stuff that's going on today, like states offering return-to-work incentives. That actually is an interesting... how much time we got? I haven't got a lot of time here. The fact that there's a lot of... Remind me to talk about this tomorrow, although it's Friday. We don't have a lot of time on Fridays.
Yeah.
To talk more about these, the job market and how even... McDonald's and the various fast food restaurants, and now that we're getting ice cream parlors opening up because it's summertime, how much they have to pay to get people in. I know on my ice cream bus, I have a young lady who's been working with me for 4 or 5 years. We opened it up this weekend, and I'm happy to pay her $15 an hour because she's worth it. And at the end of the day, you know, what's in that circumstance where she's, you know, talking to people and getting orders and stuff, what's the real difference if you're selling, I don't know, pick a number, $100 worth of ice cream an hour? What's the difference between $12 an hour and $15 an hour? Nothing. It really isn't. I mean,
right.
I suppose if you've got lots and lots of employees, maybe it's different. But in that circumstance, nah, not at all. Okay, the download. Don't forget our daily download. A lot of juicy stuff this week, including the most recent DJV download with a focus on Drew Barrymore and what she says about Woody Allen. There's a 1.5 times 4. Also, we talk about consumer prices going up and up and up and up and up. We talk about Naomi Campbell and her new child at the age of 50. Jennifer Love Hewitt, another, we were talking about expectations. She's having her third child. We all decided we like her a whole lot. You can hear our conversations every day, bits and pieces of the important, the really important conversations, which people say, well, isn't that the whole show? Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. You pick and choose some of the things, and that's what we do on our daily podcast at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today with funding from $3,000 to $500,000. Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Three after the hour now here on the DJV program. Time for us to be graced by the presence, ladies, of one Charles Curry, who will join us in a moment with something that probably has nothing to do with anything, but we love his personality so much we get excited every time he's here. So we're up next with Movie Moments on the DJV program.
Say hello to happy, healthy hair at Ulta Beauty's Gorgeous Hair Event, happening right now. Get hair care happy with 50% off hair care essentials from brands like Hot Tools and Living Proof. And get wow-worthy hair with unbeatable deals on shampoo and conditioner pairs from brands like Redken. Longer sunny days just mean more time to show off your new style. Hurry, this event ends May 29th. Discover your best hair yet. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. All right, so sort of today, it's Cheers versus Friends. What would a Cheers reunion be like? That'd be a kind of an interesting thing, wouldn't it?
I mean, you could do it. A lot of the cast is still around. Reason we play that, Doug, is this day, believe it or not, 28 years ago, this day in TV history, May 20th, 1993, the 274th and final episode of Cheers aired on NBC. It was a huge hit. It still plays tremendously well generationally in syndication. Ted Danson's still going strong. And also, you know, Woody Harrelson's had a
great career.
Movie career after Cheers. Really good on Cheers, but he's had a great, very well-respected movie career and still going strong in the industry.
Yeah, what do you think is going to be the potential for the Friends thing? Are you interested in that? Are you excited
I'm a semi-fan. I'm not a huge Friends fan. Having said that, I will watch it. I think it's good for HBO Max. Obviously, they're committed to spending huge money on content. I'll give you another example. The directors of Bad Boys for Life have been hired by Warner Brothers to helm a Batgirl movie. And the caveat here is it will go directly to HBO Max. Now, if you asked me before the pandemic, would this something like this happen? Absolutely not. This would be theatrical. But it appears, even though there is light, massive light now at the end of the tunnel, studios are still going to put a lot of money and make streaming content at least equal to theatrical content. So it's a big project. It'll probably be a $100 million movie directly to HBO Max.
So, all right, so there's that. What else is going on that's being touted, if you will? What's going on in the industry? What's going on that's exciting in terms of new movies? We know the ones that are coming out, like Fast and Furious and James Bond, but those are already in the can.
I think if I looked at the schedule, I still don't think there's enough content for cineplexes, you know, multiplexes, to get overly excited and thrive during the summer season. I think this Memorial Day weekend, which is next weekend, as I said before in the air, is a huge barometer with A Quiet Place 2 and Disney's Cruella coming out. Fast and Furious 9 is a big one that comes out late June. But there's not enough back-to-back-to-back over multiple weekends to really get the industry in a good way. And Disney made an announcement last week, Doug, that their Jungle Cruise movie with Dwayne Johnson and Emily Blunt, which could be a big big family film, is going to go to Disney Plus, where you pay the $29.99 same day.
It's not going to be in the movie? It'll be in the theaters?
It is going to be in movies, but also you can pay $29.99 same day to watch it at home, which sort of surprised me considering that's not out for another couple months. But it appears that the studios like the idea of doing theater and streaming same day, although most of them have guaranteed in 2022 that there'll be a 45-day window. All the major content will play in theaters for 45 days and then it'll be available for the streaming content. So, but that is still a huge change of what we had just a year and a half ago.
Well,
I got one other thing I wanted to point out.
Go ahead.
Oscar-winning writer Eric Roth has been hired to pen a biopic based on the life of Cher. She just turned 75 years old. She's definitely a good subject matter for a biopic.
Yeah.
Sure, she'll be heavily involved and disclosed warts and all. So, you know, Elton John was good. Freddie Mercury biopic was great. I think this will be a good one also.
I agree with you. That's a great source of a lot of great entertainment, that lady. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813.
Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.